you so much to all of you for your prayers and words of encouragement, which really sustained us throughout our trip. I've been asked to give a personal account of my experience of India, and I'm going to start first of all by saying first impressions of Hyderabad. Wow. Heat, dust, cattle, rubbish, colour, vibrancy, vitality, noise, families on motorbikes. It was just incredible. And the overall experience that I think I've come back with about the people of India is their stamina and their resilience in the face of adversity. And I've just got a quick anecdote I wanted to relate to you, which will just stay with me for life. When we went to Adilabad, which is 4 hours north of Hyderabad, well out into the sticks, very rural area, we were driving through this little town, and on either side of the street were piles of rubble. And I was really confused. I thought, why have they got all these piles of rubble in front of their shops? You can't get into their shops. And then somebody told me that the government, in their wisdom, had decided that these people had no right to have their shops there. They'd got no permission. So they sent bulldozers in, and they bulldozed the whole lot down both sides of the street. But the Indian people, just showing their resilience, just immediately rebuilt their shops behind the piles of rubble, and that is what you see. And to me, that just really, really spoke to me about people, human nature everywhere, that people will not give up. They had so little, but still they didn't give up. So on to my experience of the Indian culture, and I have to start with the traffic. It was amazing, so scary, so absolutely scary. Blowing their horns all the time, just constantly, absolute chaos, no rules, no regulations, and most of the time I had a pillow in front of my face. It was just terrifying. A real highlight for me was the worship. Watching the women worship was just incredible. They worship with their whole bodies. They sing, clap, dance, sway. And what really struck me was that they pray with expectation, and it just moved me to tears. And you try hiding a hanky in your sari. Another great experience was the food. It was absolutely delicious, and we really did have curry morning, noon and night. And eating with fingers was quite difficult. Actually, that was one of the most difficult things I found. You try eating curry with your fingers. It gets in your fingernails, it got all over my face. I think I'd have had the prize for the messiest eater. Another lovely experience was praying for the women. The women, after every session of our conference, just really came up and asked to be prayed for, and it was just so lovely. Although we didn't understand each other's language, it didn't matter. We were ministering to them, and they just loved it. And what was so moving was, at one point, I finished praying for a lady, and she just put her arms around me and gave me the biggest bear hug. And I just thought, she's ministering to me as much as I'm ministering to her. And here we are, sisters in Christ, united across the world. So that was just a really moving moment. I can't finish without a mention about our team, our lovely team. I learned so much from Yvonne, from Sarah and Carolyn. And we had a lot of fun. We supported each other. There were sometimes difficult moments, and when one was down, another would be up, and we'd always help each other. And I think the biggest personal experience for me has been the laughter. I think I just found myself again, and I felt God was sort of giving me permission to be joyful again, to say, actually, you know, it's okay, you can have a laugh. You haven't got to be feeling guilty and serious all the time. There are terrible things going on in the world, but you can also have a giggle about things as well. And our little team had many moments of hysterical laughter. We had a toothpaste incident, we had an underwear incident, of which my lips are sealed. I had several Mozzie Net meltdown incidents, a muddy sari incident, and many, many more, where we just rolled about hysterically. And it was just great to be able to laugh. So I've come back to the UK with a heart filled with all the sights and experiences of India. And it really is a land of contrasts. The disparity between rich and poor is incredible. You've got designer stores on one side of the road, people living under tarpaulins on the other side of the road. And it really does hit all your physical senses. So I've come back just examining my own life, really, and finding out what's really important. And I think we have stresses in the UK here as much as they do in India. It's just that ours are different. But the one thing that I will take back to the UK from India is it's good to be joyful. And, you know, when you have moments where you can have fun, we should really have fun, because I think God loves that. So I'm going to say goodbye now. Enjoy the rest of the service, and I'll see you soon. God bless. Bye.